Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And hopefully today we're going to have David Whitney as our guest. David, are you there by any chance? All right, well, if David isn't here, we'll just talk a little bit about our Constitution and the importance of our Constitution, because without the Constitution, why, we are no different than any other nation. Any other nation where people, of course, obtain their rights from government, which, of course, is increasingly the way we are today. But if you go back and you study the history of our nation, the Founding Fathers, and of course, the temperament that existed, you know, 20 years ago or so when they were working on our Constitution. It's a long, long time ago when you stop and think of it. It becomes very aware that the Founding Fathers of this nation had studied what had happened in ancient Greece, had studied what had happened in ancient Rome, had studied what had happened in ancient Israel, and wanted to create a nation where men could truly be free. And of course, there was a feeling at that time that government rulers were taking advantage of the people, but also the organized church was taking advantage of the people. And in many instances, the Catholic Church validated the monarchy. The monarchy validated the Catholic Church, and there was no personal freedom. And so it was in this climate that they established our government, first of all, with limitations placed upon the power of the central authority, which was to be the federal government, and secondly, that there was to be no state church. Now, that didn't mean that Christianity wasn't very important to the Founding Fathers, because most of them were devout Christians, and they believed that freedom would only exist when men could rule themselves according to their relationship with our Savior and their relationship to the church, but they did not want to have a federally prescribed church, because they knew it would be corrupted, just as if they were to centralize power with a central government, it would be taken advantage of. And so it was that when they established our Constitution, why, they limited the power of the central government over the lives of the people. And as a result, we had a unique and novel nation, unlike any other that has ever existed throughout all of history. So let's go ahead and let Pastor Whitney tell us a little bit more about our Constitution,
Thank you.
Wonderful American Constitution. Go ahead, David.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be on your show. You know, we've been talking about the Bill of Rights and then beginning to look at the subsequent amendments, and a comment I made earlier was that the Bill of Rights really restricted our federal government to a boundary within which they had to operate. Many, if not most, of the subsequent amendments do the opposite of that. They expand the boundaries, allowing the federal government to do things that our founders would have really found abhorrent. And the 13th Amendment is an example of that. It was at the close of the war to prevent Southern independence, what many people call a civil war. There's nothing civil about it whatsoever, but that war purported to be about slavery. Yet if you read Abraham Lincoln's first inaugural address, he clearly stated he had no intention of touching the institution of slavery whatsoever. He only brought in the issue of slavery later on when it was politically expedient in the battle that he was fighting against the independence of the southern states.
Well, David, you got to that thought, and we'll be back in just a few moments here to explore even further this amazing story of America's Constitution. Why we were free and how we lost it.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney. David, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, that 13th Amendment made an enormous change in the structure of our government. We need to understand that although there are three branches of government designed to be a check against one another, our founders also designed four levels of government, each level to be a check against the others. Particularly, the largest check was to be the state level against the federal government. Read Federalist Paper 45 and you'll discover there it's clearly laid out that they intended that the states would have broad-ranging powers as a level of government, and the federal government would have very limited powers, only doing those things that the states could not do themselves. It would be only those restricted things like raising an army and so on that the states on their own could not do effectively. And the state, therefore, was to be a check against the federal government's power. Well, what happened from the 13th Amendment on is that we have a series of amendments that destroyed the powers that our founders designed to be in the hands of the state governments, not in the hands of the federal government. The 13th Amendment specifically abolishes slavery. And as we mentioned, that really wasn't the issue of the war between the states or the war for Southern independence, but it was made to be an issue later. And the abolition of the institution of slavery actually only affected slavery, not any other forms of segregation or other forms of discrimination. For instance, the civil rights cases of the 1883, as they reached the Supreme Court clearly said, although you might not like it, discrimination and segregation are not the business of the federal government. They're not what the 13th Amendment clearly states. So the people closest to the ratification of the 13th Amendment said it had nothing to do with discrimination or segregation. There was one dissenter in that opinion, Justice Harlan. He wanted to see the abolition of the badges and incidences of slavery. However, he really did not call the text of the 13th Amendment to his support. He just basically said it's a good idea, we ought to do this. Well, it was 100 years later, in 1968, that his view, the dissenting view, ultimately swept the Supreme Court in the Jones v. Mayer decision. And there they said that that the abolition of slavery included the abolition of discrimination and segregation, something clearly the 13th Amendment did not say. In other words, the Supreme Court expanded the meaning of the 13th Amendment to mean something it obviously did not mean in its original text and by those who originally drafted it. Now, you might say, well, David, why would you object to, you know, the ending of slavery? Why would you object to the ending of discrimination or segregation? And I'm not objecting to those things. I'm objecting to the method by which they were ended, and that method was to grant enormous power to the federal government, particularly in the closing phrase of the 13th Amendment, the first time this phrase was used in any amendment, and it says this: Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. In other words, it gives Congress a blank check for Congress to determine in their own distorted ways whatever they conceive of could be construed in any way, shape, or form to enforce the 13th Amendment. They can go ahead and do that. Well, our founders would have never countenanced any such addition to any amendment because it gives a blank check to Congress. It opens the floodgate for Congress to expand the power of the federal government, and that's exactly what we have seen take place with that phrase, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Not only is it in the 13th, it was also in the 14th and 15th and 18th and 19th and 23rd and 24th and 26th amendments as well. And since that day, we have had an enormous exponential expansion of the power of the federal government, then basically taking over whole areas of jurisdiction that formerly belonged to the states. And when you have a monopoly, as we know in business or in education, anywhere you have a monopoly, you know, you have an ineffective system. And furthermore, the people themselves lose their ability to choose between options because they don't have it. And that was the design of our founders, the wise design of our founders, not to allow a monopoly of power in the centralized federal government. Rather, a great deal of power in the hands of each of the states, because they knew the states could not monopolize all the people of these United States. That is, if you didn't like the particular legislation or the particular political climate in a particular state, you could always move to another state within these United States. But if the federal government began to act in a tyrannical fashion, you as a citizen had no choice. You were stuck. You have a monopoly ruling over you, and that is why those who have aimed at creating a tyrannical system of government knew they could never accomplish it among the 50 states. They had to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and then from there tyrannize the entire country, which is exactly what they have been successfully doing thus far. We can stop them, however, and we are aiming to do exactly that. Well, the 14th Amendment followed just 3 years later, 1868, and the 14th Amendment, many scholars say, was really the most important amendment since the Bill of Rights, most important because it actually changed an enormous amount of what had been the rights of we the people and the powers granted to the states. And basically, its claim is that states must respect the rights of all U.S. citizens. And the state may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Now, if that phrase sounds familiar, it's because it comes in the Fifth Amendment in the Bill of Rights. But in the Fifth Amendment in the Bill of Rights, it restricts the federal government, that the federal government may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property. Well, here in the 14th Amendment, that phrase is applied to the states specifically, that they may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Now, you might think, well, why would you object to that? What problem would you have, you know, saying that states cannot deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property? I don't have any problem with securing that. Again, it's the method for doing so. It's not the business of the federal government to do that which the states are responsible for. not the federal government's job to enforce anything upon the states except where minimally required, such as raising an army and so on. And so most states, if you look at their constitutions, they do an ample job of protect, of legally protecting life, liberty, and property. And it's not necessary to give the federal government this vast power, as the 14th Amendment ultimately does. So courts, unfortunately, have subsequently ruled that, well, liberty and due process include all of the rights guaranteed in the Bill of Rights, and therefore the Bill of Rights applies to the government at all levels, the federal, state, your county, and then your local town or township. Now, this is an enormous change, actually, from the original intent of the 14th Amendment. That 14th Amendment did not contain this idea that the entire Bill of Rights is incorporated and forced upon the individual states. Instead, this incorporation doctrine is a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment that has been foisted upon us hapless citizens here in these United States. How do I know that? Well, the history tells us very clearly that the 14th Amendment only took the phrase from the 5th Amendment and applied it to the states. We know that because within a few years, another amendment was attempted called the Blaine Amendment. It never passed. Blaine was a congressman from Maine, and he wanted the First Amendment, and that's basically the text of the Blaine Amendment. The First Amendment only change being that instead of Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, it would be the states may not make any law respecting an establishment of religion. So it was obvious in those who were debating the Blaine Amendment that they knew the First Amendment was not incorporated into the 14th Amendment and forced upon the states. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had to even consider the Blaine Amendment. It failed, which indicated it never made it through both houses. The debates indicate that the people understood the 14th Amendment only does what it literally says on its face. Apply the 5th Amendment, or actually only part of the 5th Amendment, that the state may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And if people were to understand this, they would understand that enormous amounts of judicial activism has resulted from misinterpreting the 14th Amendment and applying it to the states when it had no business being there. For example, what did the Supreme Court do in the 60s to the public school system? They stripped away the Bible, they stripped away prayer, they stripped away the Ten Commandments, and they forced all of the states to do this. How did they do this? What was their justification? It came back here to the 14th Amendment and the incorporation doctrine. They were saying that the First Amendment now applies not just to Congress, it applies to the state, it applies to the county, it applies to the school board, it applies to the classroom, any governmental action. It applies to is what they claim from their false incorporation doctrine. The result of that is that our schools have been stripped of any Christian influence, and so we have Columbine and Virginia Tech, because after all, if you can't teach the children thou shalt not kill, well, what are they going to do? They're going to do whatever they want to do, what their father the devil leads them to do. They're going to start killing. So we see the 14th Amendment as one of those watershed events in our land because of its misinterpretation and misapplication. So if we were to go back and say, no, none of these things apply to the states, only the actual words of the 14th Amendment itself. Let's consider that those words. No one may be deprived of life without due process of law. Well, what about the 50 million babies made in the image of God that have been slaughtered in our land? There was no trial. They had no due process for them. They were just executed in cold-blooded murder. It's obvious our government doesn't intend to even fulfill the very text of the 14th Amendment.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Inadequate, and that process is by amending the Constitution, not by judicial edict of just changing things, but actually going through a difficult process of amending the Constitution. As we talked about before the break, there was an amendment attempted, the Blaine Amendment, that never passed, and the Blaine Amendment proves that the 14th Amendment applies only that phrase from the Fifth Amendment to the states. It doesn't apply the entire Bill of Rights, which is the false incorporation doctrine that every law school teaches, that every judge seems to depend upon, because they seem to apply the Fourteenth Amendment in just about every case. Now, we also mentioned that if we were just to stick to the exact text of the 14th Amendment, it says the state may not deprive anyone of life. Obviously, with 50 million abortions, this aspect of our protection of the right to life has been violated repeatedly, and the consequences of that have not been brought to bear on those who are in both federal and state government. We see the second phrase, not only life, but liberty. Dr. Stan talks about in a number of his other shows things like the John Warner Authorization Act, the Military Commissions Act, which state in truth that if our federal government determines that they want to call someone a terrorist, whether there's any evidence that they're a terrorist or not, does not matter. If they're a U.S. citizen and they label you an enemy combatant, you can forget all your rights. You have no Fourth Amendment, Fifth, Sixth, Seventh, Eighth, or none of your rights that protect you from unlawful arrest and unlawful imprisonment any longer apply, including any protection against torture, which the Eighth Amendment secures against. You see, the tyrants don't want us to have liberty. They want to be able to arrest anyone they want, throw them away, and toss out the key, and not have any recourse. That is, you can't have a fair trial. A military commission is not, according to our legal system, a fair trial. And this whole structure is being set up in order to deprive us of our liberty. Well, the third thing that the 14th Amendment was designed to do was, again, the state may not deprive anyone of property without due process of law. That is, this is an application of God's law, the Ten Commandments. Eighth Commandment says, thou shalt not steal. That doesn't just talk about you and I as individuals. It talks about governments cannot steal a person's property. Well, what's happened in America today is, I hope most property owners are dreadfully aware of, the Supreme Court, in their case, Kelo v. New London, stated that the city of New London could take people, deprive them of their property, and sell that property, turn around and sell that property, not use it for any public use, rather to sell it to a developer who was going to then develop more upscale properties that would bring a greater revenue stream of tax dollars into the city of New London, Connecticut. So they basically said a person could have their property stolen from by the government in order for the government to increase their income. This is outrageous, and Americans all over have been outraged by this action, and there's people attempting around the country to quickly shut the door so that the theft of property will not take place. But it's not just there in Connecticut. It's all over the country. These sort of things are taking place where property owners are having their property stolen from the government, by the government, stolen from them. And we, the people, then, do not have the protection that the 14th Amendment talks about. They've taken that protection from us, protection from having our property stolen from us without due process of law. Well, this 14th Amendment, with its flaws, nonetheless is designed to protect us from what the government currently is doing. So you ask yourself, wait a minute, if the 14th Amendment prohibits the government from doing this, but they're doing it anyway, what's going on here? Is not the Constitution and the amendments to the Constitution, are they not the supreme law of the land? Yes, they are. Well, then we have the lawmakers become lawbreakers. They are breaking the law, the judges, the Congress, President, breaking the law as they fail to fulfill the contract that we have made with them in this United States Constitution. The only way to change that is if millions of Americans wake up to the reality of what our Constitution says, what the original intent is, and that they begin to throw out the bums who are currently in office, who refuse to abide by and obey the United States Constitution.
Hey, David, we're going to have to go to a break here. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Budney from the Institute of the Constitution. This is so vitally important that you understand.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the mark of the beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black murky elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to black murky purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, Pastor David Whitney. But before we go on, I certainly want to have David go ahead and get his telephone number out. I get the web page for the Institute on the Constitution. All across America, groups have been formed centering around this teaching course. In all 50 states, they are or have been of these courses being taught. And the one thing that the fascist element, those who would reduce us to feudal slaves, want is for the American people to understand the Constitution, and that the vast majority of our lawmakers are simply violating their oath of office. They've sworn to uphold the Constitution. Many of them don't even know what it says. And that's a great tragedy. There's only one person who's running for president in either political party has even brought up the Constitution, or the fact that most of what's going on is unconstitutional. And for that reason, it's important that you help get this most carefully kept secret out there. And what's the secret? That the Constitution is the law of our land, and that our legislators are, and our executive and our judicial branch of government are consistently violating the Constitution. So, David, why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and perhaps even set up a program for themselves?
Yes, we're very encouraged because people find our host kit is a simple way to really communicate these truths without having to be a legal expert yourself or a historian, just to put in the 12 lectures, Dr. John Eidsmo, and 2 lectures by David Barton, detailing the history and heritage of our Christian foundations for this nation, and giving a working knowledge of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration, and subsequent amendments. Actually, a working knowledge of those things is essential if you're going to do your duty as a citizen, and that is only elect people who will uphold the law. You have to know. know what the law is. You have to know what the standard is to know if the promises the politicians are spouting are truly constitutional, or if even in the campaign they're telling you in advance they intend to break the law, which is what I knew happened in the last presidential campaign. Two-party candidates, those parties were telling you, we're going to break the law before we even take our oath of office in their campaign promises. Well, get a host kit, set it up with your family and friends, take it to your church, encourage people in your church to come and take this so that they can fulfill their duty as Christian citizens. People can call and order our host kit by calling us toll-free, 1-866-760-9796. And they can also go to our website if they want to order a host kit on our website. That's very easy to do as well. Our website is IOTC, which stands for Institute on the Constitution, IOTConline.com. And the other thing I want to mention that we're doing, we have a conference taking place in July, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Chief Justice Roy Moore is going to be speaking to us and speaking to people who are coming from all over the country to hear not only what he has to say, but what other constitutional experts have to say. And particularly, the message is that churches need to step up to the plate here. It's churches that have not proclaimed the whole counsel of God, have not proclaimed what a Christian citizen's duties are. Those churches have failed to really preserve our constitutional republic. Our founders understood that if freedom was going to endure, it was going to take godly, moral Christians who preserve it. Our second president, John Adams, said that our Constitution was made for none other than moral and religious people, and by that he meant Christians who are following God's law, that if that was not the case, then our freedom would be gone. And so this conference, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, is going to be a great opportunity to hear from excellent presenters, Chief Justice Roy Moore being one, myself another, Herb Titus, another constitutional expert, to equip Christians to go back to their churches and light them on fire for Christ and for freedom, that freedom may be restored in our land. And likewise, you can go to our website, IOTConline.com, if you want to sign up for that or you want to get more information. There's plenty of information available there. And we encourage people to take advantage of this unique opportunity. I know that many people saw what the Chief Justice did in Alabama and recognized that he truly is an American hero because he stood for what is the American form of law and government. And, of course, he was slapped down by a federal judiciary who are violating the law. And then, of course, the executive and the legislative branch backed them up, basically, and allowed them to get away with violating the law as they did. So it's time for us to turn the clock back. So people can call us as well on that conference. Our toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 866-730-9796. Well, as we were looking at the 14th Amendment, we need to recognize that the equal protection of the law is what it guarantees each person. And it prohibits any discrimination that lacks a rational basis in law. And the 14th Amendment does not, however, apply to private actions, that we would even say those private actions are discriminatory. It does not apply to those. It only applies to what the state may or may not do. And again, this was a change that took place in the 60s, 1960s, that is, that the government began to say that private individuals and private businesses could not discriminate as well. Not only wasn't the state permitted to discriminate or do segregation, private individuals were not permitted either. Again, people might say, David, why do you care? I mean, don't you think discrimination and segregation, all that's bad? That's not the point. The point is not whether discrimination is bad or not. It's whether an individual who owns property can do with their property as they choose. Do they have the freedom to own the property? Do they have the freedom to own their own business and make choices about who they will or will not serve? And the Supreme Court again and again struck down individual private rights in favor of big government telling you what you can do with your property. And this is an egregious, outrageous violation of our law, and it's all a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment. Now, the other details regarding the 14th Amendment have to do with those who aided the Confederacy were stripped of their citizenship. They may not vote or hold office unless they were pardoned by the Congress. Now, look at how this works. The victors take all the spoils, and the victors then strip the people that they have forced into the Union. The Confederates, the soldiers and the states, they did not want to be part of the Union any longer. Lincoln said, you cannot leave this Union. We're going to force you to stay in this Union. But once you stay in this Union, well, then we're going to strip you of all your citizenship rights. And that was an egregious action on the part of Lincoln and certainly of those who followed him in the Reconstruction era and the violation of the God-given rights of the citizens of our land. And then the final thing the 14th Amendment deals with, that debts owed to the Union soldiers were valid, but debts owed to the Confederate soldiers were stated to be invalid. The 14th Amendment is a watershed event in the history of our land because it changed the direction. Formerly, the states had enormous powers. Their powers were actually greater than that of the federal government, of the centralized government. After the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, it was turned around. Now the states were being restricted by the central government, by the federal government, and their powers were being stripped away from them, particularly with the clause that's in both the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, that Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Again, giving Congress a blank check to determine in its own mind what it thinks is necessary to enforce this, and they can make whatever laws they want that they think are necessary. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to give Congress any more power than the very limited powers that were originally granted to them under our Constitution. And so those phrases in these latter amendments are extremely dangerous. And if you look at the history of our country, and you look at the history of the expansion and the growth of the federal government, you see that it took off from this point, the war between the states, and it began to grow and faster and faster as time went on, particularly come to the 20th century, the expansion of the federal government, just enormous, gargantuan monster that it was never intended to be by our founders. And if you talk to the average American, and I've talked to a lot of different people over time, and you ask them what they think of our federal government, what do they think of Washington, D.C.? Well, I hear people say, yeah, that's the district of, not Columbia, but the district of criminals. They're out here to rob, steal. They're out to intrude into every aspect of our life. And in truth, that's exactly what the District of Columbia seems to be all about. It's not about our freedom. It's not about preserving our God-given rights. It's about tyranny. It's about confiscating all of our wealth if they want to do that, or confiscating 50% of our income. On and on it goes. Most people do not have a very positive attitude about Washington, D.C. at all, or about our federal government. But how do these wicked people get away with breaking the law? We're studying here what the supreme law of the land is, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the amendments. How do we get away with breaking it? It's because we, the people, don't know this document, we don't understand its original intent, and therefore we are letting them get away with violating the supreme law of the land. We don't have to do that. Our Constitution still is the supreme law of the land. And if we recognize that everyone who takes office swears an oath, and by the way, an oath is not some promise that you just toss off to the people that elected you, or, you know, to your fellow legislators or whatever. An oath is a solemn vow made before Almighty God, and the Word of God is very specific about the danger of making vows that you don't intend to pay. For instance, Ecclesiastes chapter 5 says, don't be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay. Do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin, nor say before the messenger of God that it was an error. Why should God be angry at your excuse and destroy the work of your hands? Everyone who takes office in our federal government, even appointed offices, not just elected offices, they take an oath to uphold the Constitution. And, you know, we as Christian citizens have a duty to warn these people. that they are endangering their eternal soul when they take a vow to uphold the Constitution and then they break that vow by violating the terms of this Constitution. When I was testifying down in our state capitol here a couple of months ago, I testified on various aspects of our Maryland state constitution, and I mentioned that they had taken a vow before Almighty God, to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution, and that there was going to be a judgment day when they would answer to God for whether they had fulfilled that vow or not. And one of the legislators kind of mockingly turned to me and said, "I'm not concerned about that. Not concerned about his eternal soul, not concerned about Judgment Day, not concerned that he's taken a vow before Almighty God. Well, I wish the people who elected him realized that here's somebody who takes a vow as if it means nothing whatsoever. Well, there will be a day of judgment where him and all the other people who've taken a vow before Almighty God are going to answer for the vow that they have taken. But being the supreme law of the land, the United States Constitution, is that we the citizens need to understand it, and then we need to hold our elected officials accountable. Particularly interested in hearing the debates leading up here to the election in 2008 of the next president. Listen to some of the Democrats, I've listened to some of the Republicans, and as was mentioned earlier, Dr. Stan said there's really only one who's even mentioned the Constitution at all and questioned several federal programs based upon their constitutionality. None of the others are even interested in talking about that. And I think they're not interested because they believe the American people don't care what the supreme law of the land is. I think differently. And that's why we're so encouraged that across our country now in 50 states, there are people who are studying these materials and learning and getting a working knowledge of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Well, let's move on to the 15th Amendment. And the 15th Amendment assures voting rights for former slaves. That is, U.S. citizens may not be deprived of the right to vote because of race, color, or previous servitude. And while this is good on its face, again, it is taking a power away from the states and bringing it into the federal government, for the federal government to determine who is a citizen of a particular state, rather than the states determining who are their citizens that are eligible to vote. This move to take it to the federal level rather than to leave it with the states is something that's repeated in several of the other amendments that we'll see down the road here. But this is, again, a violation of the basic structure of protecting the powers that the states were granted by we the people when we formed our constitution with our state. We formed an agreement that our state would have these powers, and then the states together formed the federal government, agreeing that the federal government would have certain restricted powers. 15th Amendment, again, undid this by opening the door and saying, no, a state cannot determine who its citizens are. We, the federal government, must do that. We see a very similar attempt today that is taking place on the immigration issue, where the federal government is going to tell the states who their citizens are and who are not citizens. But most Americans don't think that's a problem today. They say, well, that's fine, let the federal government determine. Not so. If the federal government gathers this power to itself, again, it will abuse that power. Because as our founders knew, and God's word clearly says, that all men are sinners, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Furthermore, even the best of men, even a man who is a Christian, is not perfect yet. He's hopefully growing in perfection, moving towards it, but he's not perfect. Therefore, you must never entrust a single human being or even a group of human beings with ultimate power. It must be divided among many sources and many checks and balances between three branches, between four levels of government that prevent the accumulation of power in any one centralized branch or level of government, as we see take place here in the federal government. Well, you know, the people of America, it's time to wake up, because the hour is very late in terms of the protection of our life, our liberty, and our property. And if we do not wake up at this juncture in time and turn things around and restore our constitutional republic, I think as Dr. Stan has indicated, we are going to face onslaught of tyranny that perhaps worse than the world has ever seen at this point in time.
And certainly the Patriot Act, the Office of Homeland Security Act, the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, the Military Commission Act, the fact that the President has repeatedly said he's not going to abide by the laws signing statements, the standby concentration camps to be built by Halliburton, the refurbishing of the Japanese concentration camps, and now the most recent statements, the National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directives that allow the President to declare a dictatorship anytime he wants to for an indefinite period of time without the consent of the Congress. Do these things bother you? Well, if they don't, they should. David, God bless you. Thank you so very
much. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. God bless.
We'll look forward to having you again next month. Bye-bye.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695. The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. First thing I want to mention, if you're in Colorado, remember I will be speaking in Loveland tomorrow evening at the theater there, Rialto Theater. And certainly you're going to be speaking at 8 o'clock, but we're hoping people will come early and hope the doors will be open at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half ahead of time. If you need more information, the number is 970-346-3742. That's 970-346-3742 for more information about the talk tomorrow night. And then, of course, we want to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you agree with us that we're really involved in a spiritual war being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield, we do hope that you'll caller 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because, quite frankly, we need your help to keep doing what we're doing, and I'd just love to be able to expand our coverage of it, be that as it may. We certainly need to maintain what we have now so that we can keep reaching people and awakening them, and they are wakening up. More and more people are beginning to understand what is really going on and connecting the dots. Now, if you have not yet seen my talk or read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And then, of course, you need to get the next story, Forbidden Secret, because this all began to tie the things together, the information that you have not gotten elsewhere, and then you can begin to understand some of the president's speeches where he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. He mentioned that twice in his first inaugural address. The angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. What in heaven's name was he talking about? Well, I think that you'll really enjoy, and you ought to get the syllabus right along with the with this, so you can actually see for yourself what we're talking about. And so many of the items we talk about do have a syllabus with them. We're on the verge of a financial tsunami, and that's the name of a talk. Financial Tsunami, the talk, either VHS or DVD, and then, of course, get the syllabus with that. And then, of course, our talk on the Iraq, the Untold Story, which is really the story of all the wars of the last century. That comes with a great syllabus. The talk on sustainable development. There you get the Earth Charter and the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and you get the plan, the World Bank program for water control and the population control agenda monograph and information you need to get to understand that there really is a genocidal agenda out there. We have two talks. One is called None Dare Call It Genocide, and the other is called Planned Population Reduction. A little longer, continues on that same story, but. And this is, actually, we have a talk, The Secrets of the Illuminati, which is an elaboration of the Brotherhood of Darkness. But the information's there. We just want you to help us get it out across America. So if you'd like, of course, to really get into more graduate courses, you need to get The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. I'm actually in that, have a little small part, but the next one in the series is called Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. We even carry the book by the same topic. In other words, The Secret Architect of Our Nation's Capital. And you may say, what do you mean, secret architecture? Well, you have to understand that there were people at the time that America was founded who wanted America to become the new Atlantis, to lead the whole world into a new world order and a new world religion. Why do you think we have bases in 130 countries, 720 overseas bases, and we're still occupying Germany and Japan and South Korea, you know, 50, 60 years after the Second World War? Nobody's going to tell you this, but, well, you said you want to get our material. Understand what this is about. Let's take America back. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, of course, we're going to be having Michael Perutka this next hour, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in our society and what needs to be done if we're to preserve our freedom. But America is under attack today. I mean, I don't know how many of you have actually read the Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20 or the National Security Presidential Directive 51, but they're both available up on the White House website. They were signed on the 9th of May. You should get them. You should read them. They are basically a declaration of the right of the president to declare a dictatorship at any time he believes that there's a crisis situation. He does not have to go to Congress. This can be indefinitely. This is the greatest power grab since the time of the burning of the Reichstag. And where is the outcry from the media? Where is the outcry from our elected leaders? Ladies and gentlemen, the government has a system of informants all across America. The government is collecting dossiers on people all across America. The government is tapping the telephones, and they've been doing this long before the current administration, of course, through the Echelon Project. The National Security Administration has done this in the name of protecting us and protecting our freedom. They have violated our freedom repeatedly, and there's no one in Congress who has the courage to stand up against them because they'll come after you. I mean, you could find out that your best friend is a government agent. This is the thing. They have government agents setting up sting operations all across the country, and some of these fellows actually have criminal charges against them, and they'll simply lie to get you to send you to prison so that they don't have to go to prison, and you may never have actually committed a crime at all. And if you don't believe that happens, you ought to read a book called Go Quietly or Else. It was written by the Vice President of the United States. His name was Spiro Agnew. It's a fascinating insight into what has happened in the past and certainly how the power of government could be misused for political purposes. And what was the political purpose? Well, Nelson Rockefeller wanted to become the President of the United States. And, of course, he couldn't become the President of the United States because Richard Nixon was the President and Spiro Agnew was the Vice President. So they put together phony charges on Spiro Agnew. They used some of his closest friends to testify against him. And when Spiro said, I have done nothing wrong, I absolutely refuse to go along with this. And they said, not only will we put you in prison, we'll put your wife in prison for the rest of her life. And at that point, of course, they broke his will. But get the book, Go Quietly or Else, written by the Vice President of the United States. Well, of course, Spiro Agnew was to be replaced, and Richard Nixon understood the game. He realized, of course, that if he made Nelson Rockefeller the Vice President, why, they'd be either kill him or destroy him. And so he appointed Gerald Ford. Whereupon, we have the Watergate incident, which is engineered by a man named Henry Kissinger. If you read the story of Watergate, you know it was all engineered by Henry Kissinger, who just happened to work for Nelson Rockefeller. And then, of course, after they got rid of Nixon, why, President Ford came in and he appointed Nelson Rockefeller to be vice president, and there was an unsuccessful attempt on Gerald Ford's life. Nelson Rockefeller never got to be president. And, of course, you remember what happened? Nelson Rockefeller wrote a book entitled, I Never Wanted to Be Vice President of Anything, and he didn't. He wanted ultimate power, as the elite always have.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective no BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Without concern, he was illegally and wrongfully and unconstitutionally and unrighteously removed from office.
Hold up, Dr.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Michael Perutkin. We're talking about a big conference they're going to be having back in Maryland. And it's going to be the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of July, where they're going to have a former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama coming in to speak, and a number of other exciting guests. Talking about our Constitution. Now, most people don't talk about the Constitution. None of the political candidates running for the president talk about the Constitution because they don't believe in the Constitution and they don't believe there should be limitations placed on the power of the government. They believe that these elected officials should be able to do whatever they want to.
Dr. Stan, you're so right. All of those people that you hear in the debates and all of the people almost all of the people that you know in your state legislature, certainly in our Maryland legislature, almost all of them deal entirely in a parallel universe that's a false universe. They're not dealing with the fact that law comes from God and any law that's not harmonious with God's law is not law. And they're not dealing with what our own Constitution, which is the contract. And David Whitney, I know he was just on your program. Pastor David Whitney reminds me all the time, the Constitution is the contract that people have with the government. And our elected officials not only don't abide by it, shucks, they've never read it. It's a dead letter to them. It's out the window. And we can't hold them accountable to it unless we understand it ourselves. And so we're trying our hardest at Institute on the Constitution, and we're privileged to do this, to bring people programs and materials that will help them to reconnect with the true universe, the righteous idea of government, which comes from, and our founding fathers understood, comes from Scripture, comes from the Bible. And probably, Dr. Stan, the greatest lie that's ever been perpetrated on the people of the United States is this false, perverse notion of separation of church and state. There is a true understanding and a rightful understanding of separation of church and state, but it's not what most people understand today, indeed what most attorneys and most judges understand today, is a false and upside-down and through-the-looking-glass idea of what it really is. So this conference we're holding July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, inviting the Chief Justice, Roy Moore, Ten Commandments Judge, as our keynote speaker, is about dispelling those myths and seeing through and talking our way through and distilling that lie of the perverse idea of separation of church and state. And we're particularly, we want anybody who would like to come to this, but we're trying to focus on pastors, church elders, church leaders, church workers, people who have wrongfully conceded to Caesar a jurisdiction that is not his. And we're trying to talk about these issues and bring people back and bring particularly the churches back so that they can preach a proper understanding of separation of church and state and hopefully hold our leaders and try to educate the populace so that we can hold our civil rulers accountable to their oath of office.
Well, you know, I think it's really so funny when we see the three Democratic hopefuls, Edwards, Obama, and Hillary Clinton, all getting together to talk about their personal deep religious faith. And I don't believe any one of these has a deep religious faith or really understands Christianity, but then we see so many of our other so-called conservative Republicans getting up and talking about the deep religious faith and yet consistently voting on issues that are totally in violation of religious faith. Like, one of the great problems we have today is the definition of a just war.
I mean, oh, of course.
What is a just war? Is this a just war? Why are we fighting in Afghanistan today? We went in to catch Osama bin Laden, and we let him escape, and so why are we fighting in there? And why are we fighting in Iraq? Oh, it was a mistake. We got faulty intelligence. Well, then maybe we ought to just get out of there and let the people there, the Sunnis and the Shias, straighten out their differences between them. We separated into different countries. Oh, we couldn't do that. So if we did that, there wouldn't be any conflict there, and how could we justify staying? The president has already said, I intend to keep our troops here indefinitely, just like their course over in Germany 60 years after the Second World War, in Japan 60 years after the Second World War, in South Korea 50 years after the Korean War. Why would you think we ever intend to pull our troops out of the Middle East? But where are the Christians speaking out against this sort of thing?
Well, Dr. Stan, that's the purpose of Institute on the Constitution. We're trying to go back to the Founding Fathers. We're not trying to turn back the clock. Don't get me wrong. We're not trying to turn back the clock and go back a couple hundred years. We're trying to reconnect and re-understand those principles of liberty that serve as the foundation and served as the foundation of our government. You know, on this very point you're talking about, Dr. Stan, James Madison said, if tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. These foreign wars, you're quite right, they're not intended to end. These occupations of foreign lands, Germany for 65 years, Afghanistan and Iraq and then they're not intended to end, and for us to think that they are is against history and against what even our own leaders have said. I don't know if you've seen the book, but there's a new book out by a man named Larkin Rose. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he's written a book called How to Be a Successful Tyrant. Have you seen this book?
No, I really haven't.
It's called How to Be a Successful Tyrant, and the subtitle is called The Megalomaniac Manifesto. And Larkin's, I haven't read the whole book, but I've looked at enough of it to really interest me. his thesis is that if you want to be a good tyrant, if you want to be a successful tyrant, you can't just use brute force like you could in the old days, you know. You can't just kill a bunch of people and be a big bully. Now, there's too many things working against you, like the Internet and the fax machine, etc. So what you've got to do is use propaganda. You've got to get people thinking that they need you to protect them. And one little part of this book here is called Warmongering. And he says, when a country is, quote, at war, unquote, the pack mentality unity of the peasants focuses constantly on the one common enemy, whoever it may be. And they will gladly pay any price. That's the peasants. That's you and me. They will gladly pay any price, put up with any local injustice to support their country during such, quote, times of national crisis, unquote. So it's all a farce. It's all a game. These foreign wars, these wars for empire, are determined, patterned just for the purpose of keeping you enslaved and making you think you need to be protected. And these people like George Bush, their goal, of course, Dr. Stan, is not to protect you or me. Their goal is to aggrandize more and more power, and it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. This basic presumption is true on the Democrats and the Republican side. As you know, when I ran for office in 2004 representing the Constitution Party, we tried our best to point out to the American people the fact that, as a matter of principle, there's no difference between these parties. They're pumping the same line at you, and this warmongering, as you eloquently talked about this, it's just, this is a piece of that.
And I think it was so interesting that a lot of people voted for the Democrats in the last election because they thought they were going to get us out of the war. Why, the Democrats wouldn't even put an amendment onto the budget for the war over there that says the president can't attack Iran. Some people said, we got to put a rider on this appropriations bill that says he can't attack Iran, and they had it there. Nancy Pelosi took that off. So now they've given the president not only permission to continue the war, more or less indefinitely, but now to attack Iran, and once we get in the war with Iran, there's going to be no getting out at all, because there'll be reprisals on America, and then we'll have to make reprisals over there, and then all the Muslims of the world will get mad at us, and they'll start rioting in the streets and burning our embassies throughout the world and killing Americans and taking them prisoner, and then we're going to have to kill a lot more of them, and we may have to use nuclear bombs because we don't have enough troops, and all of our troops over there in Iraq and Afghanistan will be susceptible to attack by Iran, which will do everything they can to defend themselves, and we will never get out of this war. It will last as long as we live, and this is what the American people don't understand. And all the Democrats had to do, they have a majority, put a rider on the appropriations bill and said the president under no circumstances can attack Iran, but they didn't have the courage to do it.
No.
And they're both in favor of big government. They're both in favor of globalism. They're both in favor of doing away with the sovereignty of our country. Although, you know, I think it's amazing, Michael. Did you see where they've had to shelve the amnesty bill because the American people were so up in arms and so many of them were calling and writing and faxing and emailing their senators that a lot of the senators simply were afraid to vote in favor of amnesty and bringing in a 20 or 30 million people and giving them citizenship?
But what I fear, Dr. Stan, is they'll just wait for another midnight, another situation where they can do this evil, where they can... Let me back up and say that in so many cases, we think, oh, there's all this talk about an immigration bill, a reform bill. This is going to be reformed, you know, the Federal Reserve is going to be reformed. The border situation, the immigration situation is going to be reformed. And when they get together, they don't reform anything. They actually, as you just described in the situation with this rider with the Pelosi, it's what they're really doing is getting together and making it worse for the American people. And I hear the music.
No, I guess I'll just use hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Micah Perutka, my good friend Micah Perutka.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed off $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Arthur Dan, and Michael was just saying that the Navy chaplain, who was court-martialed and Sydney pushed out of the force to resign from the Navy because he committed a terrible crime. He prayed in the name of Jesus, wearing his uniform, and that's not allowed. A Christian chaplain is not allowed to pray in the name of Jesus publicly. And so, he's going to be there speaking.
He's going to be there, Dr. Shannon. It's interesting. It absolutely is allowed as a part of the amazing part of this story is that the code of regulations, the Navy code of regulations, specifically allows him to do it. But yet he was court-martialed for doing it. So, see, we are so upside down in this country. We are so, we have lost our way so badly. Again, that's another reason why we need to grab hold of the principles. We have to re-find these ancient landmarks, and we have to stop being ignorant, and we have to learn these principles so that we can follow in the footsteps of those that come before us. In addition to those folks, Dr. Herb Titus is going to be here July 1st through the 3rd, and he's going to, Dr. Titus actually was one of the attorneys who represented Roy Moore. He was also the attorney that represented the soldier Michael New, who refused to wear a United Nations uniform and go to Macedonia and serve under a foreign command. He said, no, I took an oath to the United States Constitution. I didn't take an oath to the United Nations. And therefore, my loyalty, I can't go put on a blue helmet and a UN insignia and serve under a foreign leader. That's outside my chain of command. And he was court-martialed, of course, for that. And Dr. Herb Titus, who represented him, he will also be here to tell about that story and to delineate those issues for us. Pastor David Whitney, who's been a guest on your program, Dr. Stan, he will be here, and he will be giving us a presentation on why churches should not be corporations. It's a very, very important issue and very much overlooked in America today. Now, let me pause right there and tell people if they want to learn about that and if they want to come to that program, that July 1st through 3rd program, please either call our toll-free number, which is 866-730-9796. Again, that's 866-730-9796. That's the number for Institute on the Constitution, and it's toll-free. Or you can go to our website, which is www.iotconline.com. IOTC stands for Institute on the Constitution. That's iotconline.com. And if you have any particular questions about that, you can email Pastor Whitney at dwhitney@instituteontheconstitution.com. Or, like I say, call that number. And let me say it one more time, 866-730-9796. This is an historic conference, and it's an opportunity for people not only to learn these principles, but to learn them at the feet of and in front of and from the mouth of men who have not only talked this talk, but stood up and walked this walk.
Well, now, is this going to be in Annapolis, where your offices are?
It's going to be right nearby here. It's actually going to be in a couple of locations. It's going to be in Severn, Maryland, which is right nearby Annapolis. And Severn Christian Church is our host. Pastor David Fry there has lent us his facilities for this occasion. And there's going to be an address by Pastor Roy Moore on the evening of July 1st, Sunday evening, and a fireworks presentation that evening. And then the conference begins Monday morning through Tuesday afternoon. And Dr. Stan, it's going to end at Gladway Farm, which is a property we have, a private property. It's owned by the Peruca family. And at this place, we are going to dedicate the field there, which is an athletic field, to Roy Moore. We've called it Ten Commandments Park, and we're going to name this field Roy Moore Field after, in honor of Chief Justice Moore. And we're going to actually unveil at that time a monument, which is a replica of the monument that he placed in the judicial building back in Montgomery, Alabama, back in 2001. So this. And that was the center of all this drama back in 2003 and 2004. One more important person, Justice Tom Parker, who is currently a justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He will be here as part of this presentation to Roy Moore. So we're just thrilled to present this, and we hope people will come and go to our website and learn about it, or call us at the number I mentioned to see how you can get here.
All right, fine. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Peruca. Talk about our Constitution. Every government employee, every government servant pledges to uphold it. Most people don't understand it.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Michael Perutka from the Institute of the Constitution. And Michael, once again, will you give out the address, the web page, and, of course, the telephone number of the Institute of the Constitution, because I'm hoping there are people out all across America who will join with you in beginning to put on these courses which you've designed to teach people the foundation of our freedom, because if we don't know what our freedom is, we don't know where it comes from, how can we possibly hope to maintain it, especially when there are people who have a different agenda, who have no loyalty to America, whose loyalty is to a one-world government, a new world religion, and, of course, this coming world leader. And they are doing everything they can to use the power that they have accumulated and amassed to destroy the very fabric of our society. And every remembrance of things past of what America was like when men were truly free. So pick up the story there, Michael.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Institute on the Constitution, of course, is a program where the basic thing we do is provide you with materials so that you can educate yourself, educate your family, educate your neighbors, educate your church, educate your sphere of influence, those people that, over whom you have a sphere of influence, and you do. You can contact us by going to our website, which is IOTCOnline.com. That stands for Institute on the Constitution. It's IOTCOnline.com. Or you can call us at 866-730-9796. That's dial 1-866-730-9796. By the way, if you want to, if you have a question, I know David Whitney has been on your program. If you have a question for him particularly, he's our senior instructor. You can call 410-760-9068, and that'll get you up with him. But the reason I give you these numbers, and the reason that we started Institute on the Constitution, is because we realize, just like in Psalm 11, verse 3, the people said to David, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, one thing you can do, and they advise David to do, is to flee to the mountains. Because the foundations are destroyed, so what can the righteous do? Well, we don't advocate that, neither did David, neither does our Lord, I believe. What we need to do is not flee to the mountains, but stay and rebuild the foundations. If the foundations are destroyed, what the righteous should do is to rebuild the foundations. That's what we're doing, an Institute on the Constitution. So we put together these programs. We have what we call a host lecture kit. You don't have to be an attorney to do this. It's much better if you're not.
And you are an attorney, so you speak from first hand and experience.
Of course. I have, I, of course, and just a brief, down that road just briefly, I went to law school here in Maryland and a number of years ago, and I was taught the absolute wrong theory of law. One of the wrong theories of law. I was taught an evolutionary view, a positive law view. I wasn't taught law like Patrick Henry or George Mason or George Washington or Thomas Jefferson or any of those, or John Adams. I wasn't taught law like they were taught law and like they understood law, the American view of law. I was taught a Marxist view of law. So, by the way, are most attorneys. So I don't mean to go way down that road, but you should know that most attorneys today have no idea where law comes from. And I say this from, as you say, Dr. Stan, firsthand experience, because I didn't have any idea. It wasn't until I started listening to people like Rush Dooney, John Roos's Rush Dooney, and his Institutes on Biblical Law, and people like Doug Phillips, and people like Doug Wilson, and other people who and Mr. Howard Phillips, and other folks who helped me to understand that I had a pagan view and a socialist and a Marxist view of law and government, even though I was an attorney. So most attorneys do have that. So don't just take somebody as an attorney and think, well, he understands the law. In most cases, he doesn't understand the law at all. What we need to do is start at the ground again, rebuild the foundations. Please contact us at Institute on the Constitution. If anything we've said has just sparked interest in you, or if there's anything in you that has, where you thought, you know, I know this is all wrong. I know America is broken. I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do to fix it. I don't know where to start. Please give us a chance. Start with us. Start with our materials, our host lecture kit, Institute on the Constitution, IOTCOnline.com. Give us an opportunity to try to reconnect you to your own heritage of liberty under law. We would appreciate that opportunity. That's what we're all about here. And believe me, we're not doing it, at least from this point, Dr. Stan, we're not doing it to make money, because we haven't turned the corner yet. But we hope that in God's providence we will.
Amen for that. Well, could you give David Whitney's number again? And let me put out our telephone number. If you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to ask a question, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And what was David Whitney's telephone number again?
This is not a toll-free. You have to dial 410-760-9068. 410-760-9068. And David is a wonderful pastor here. He's a pastor of Cornerstone Evangelical Free Church here in Pasadena, Maryland. And he is our senior instructor at Institute on the Constitution, has helped us to develop courses. And it's really exciting what the team of folks that have come together here and have shared a passion for this work. And David's really foremost among them. And I am very, very grateful for him and his leadership and his dedication and his scholarship to these things. He's put together a course most recently on how to be a good juror, which is just a very, very important thing to understand. Most good people in America, most good, busy people who have the qualifications to be jurors, they avoid jury duty, like the plague. But those are the people that we need in jury duty. So David has developed a course that that helps you to understand the role of the juror, not be bamboozled by the judge or the attorneys when you get there and be a juror, and to do the job righteously and constitutionally. He's also developed a course on why churches shouldn't be corporations and done wonderful research in that. And all of these materials by video and by coursework materials are available at IOTCOnline.com, IOTCOnline.com. He's also helped us to pull together a course on the Maryland State Constitution. And you know, Dr. Stan, we are the only organization right now that we know of, because the law schools in Maryland aren't doing this, who are teaching a course. The only place you can study the Maryland State Constitution is at the Institute on the Constitution here in Pasadena, Maryland. We're the only people who have put together materials to talk about and to learn the Maryland State Constitution. And we have people down there in Annapolis who take an oath to it, and they've never read it. Now, is that a problem?
It sure is, and I think it's so vitally important that we all begin to understand the law. And we begin to understand that we have to abide by the law, and we cannot have, you know, people within the structure of government who want to do whatever they want to do. Oh, we think this is a good idea. We think that's a good idea. Yeah, it may be a good idea. It may not be a good idea. But they have to abide by the law just like everybody else abides by the law. Otherwise, we have arbitrary rule by men. And increasingly, we have that, and that is what tyrannies are made of. The people who are, you know, working for government, whether they be bureaucrats or nominated or elected to office, still must abide by the law. But unfortunately, increasingly, while we find that our people are turning against God and any definite rules, well, let's try this and see how it works, they'll say. And we see this over and over again in Washington, D.C. I think the most beautiful example of it recently was an article by Jeb Bush, the president's brother, in the Wall Street Journal, where he said, look, if the people will just pass this amnesty bill, then we can begin guarding our southern border and protecting them against terrorism. And I'm reading this, and I'm saying, your job and your brother's job is to protect us against terrorism and seal the border. You should have done 60 years ago, and now you're saying, well, if it just passes legislation we want, and to make all these people, you know, American citizens, about 100 million will be brought in, you know, by the time, because they can bring in their relatives and their mother and dad and sisters and brothers and children, and about 100 million new American citizens. If we'll just make 100 million new American citizens, at that point, then they'll begin to enforce the laws that they promised they'd start enforcing in 1986. These are arbitrary decisions made by men, and rather than enforcing the laws, why we see this very selective law enforcement, and then holding out the carrot for us common people, well, you're afraid of Osama bin Laden, aren't you? Don't you want us to protect you against him? So if you'll just stop opposing this legislation designed to destroy the infrastructure of our society and convert us into a multilingual, multicultural society, then at that point, we're going to begin to guard the borders, close the borders, and protect you against the wicked Osama bin Laden. I mean, sometimes, Michael, I think we live in a world gone mad, and otherwise I'm sure of it.
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, one of the greatest books I ever read, which I commend to your audience, but of course I believe they probably already read it, is Brotherhood of Darkness. You really need to know where this is coming from and what the real agenda is, or you could get lost in this thing. You could get all turned around and lost in this thing, and then you could give up, going, oh, I can't fight all this. I can't deal with all this madness. But look, right action follows right thinking. We need to start thinking rightly again. We need to do it a person at a time. I can't stop George Bush at this moment from going into Syria or Iran or wherever else he wants to go into. I mean, I can't personally stop him, but what can I do? You know what? I can't get all bogged down and worried about that. I can't make the Federal Reserve stop using fiat currency right now and stop issuing it and stop the lie that and the false hidden tax of inflation. I can't stop all that now. I can't put honest money back in circulation all by myself. But what can I do all by myself? Can I? You know, Franklin Sanders on that very point, by the way, gives really some palpable things in his the Money Changer newsletter about what you can do to create a local economy and to promote a local economy. Look for the things that you can do. And one of the things you can do is get yourself undumbed down. You got to get yourself undumbed down. I strongly urge you to start with Institute on the Constitution so you can go back and reconnect and see where your place is in history and reconnect with the history and heritage of and the principles of American government as it was meant to be, and then you'll see, you know, your eyes will be open to the kind of watershed events that have changed it and morphed it into what it is now, such that the 1930, the leader of the Socialist Party said, I'm not going to run anymore for president because I don't need to. The Democrats and the Republicans are doing everything that I hoped they would do. But we've got to personally get smart. It starts with personal morality, and it starts with educating ourselves, and it starts with that, Dr. Stan, and I encourage your folks to do what they can do, and don't just be bogged down by what seems impossible. Bite off what you can chew, and let's do it.
Well, of course, we can't do everything, but we can do something, and that's what we can do. We should be doing. But first of all, you have to understand the basic fundamentals of what freedom's all about, and then you have to understand the motives of the people who would take away our freedom. And what we miss is that many times these people mean very well. But the problem is, of course, that they don't understand the essence of freedom, and of course they're motivated or energized by a different God. And until we understand that this is really a spiritual struggle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield, why we keep spinning our wheels, and then we can't understand why we keep getting deeper and deeper into the quicksand.
Dr. Stan, just a word about jurisdiction, if I could.
Go right ahead.
Jurisdiction. Very please. You just reminded me of this when you said that we're following other gods, et cetera, et cetera. Look, when Jeb Bush or whoever says, well, you're just going to pass this law and then we can start protecting the borders. Look, the very first question that should be asked when an idea about legislation comes up is, do we have the authority? Do we have the jurisdiction to do this? It might be a good idea. It might be, well, it would be nice if it would save lives if everybody wore seatbelts. But the question is, do we have the jurisdiction to require that? Do we have the authority to do that? And that begs the next question. Well, where does our authority come from as a civil government? Well, it comes from the Constitution. And the Constitution is subject to the law of God. So the very first question is, do we have the authority? Now, this jurisdictional question is forgotten today because we have begun to think of the state, the federal government and then state government, we've begun to think of the state as God, not subject to God's law, as our founding fathers thought, but we've started to think of the state as God. That's a very, very important jurisdictional question we have to deal with first, and then a lot of the silliness wouldn't be there. A lot of the madness wouldn't be there if we started with the jurisdiction question.
Very, very good point. I certainly agree with you. And people have to understand that our founding fathers did not want a theocracy, but they wanted moral people to be, you know, adjudicating the laws of our land. And the laws of our land were basically based upon the biblical concepts that men are corrupt, so you've got to limit the power of government. And just as they outlined three levels of government in the Bible, so we would have a judicial, legislative, and executive branches of government. In fact, there's a wonderful decision, Supreme Court decision back in 1891, the Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States, where the Supreme Court gave some 80 reasons why the United States was a Christian nation. Doesn't mean we have a theocracy at all, but our heritage, our laws, our traditions were based upon Christianity. If people have forgotten that, Michael, how are we going to get them to understand it when these ideas have been removed from our reality?
Well, Dr. Stan, we have to get back to the basics, and IOTCOnline.com.
All right, God bless us. One more time, what number will they call if they'd like to get in touch with the Institute?
Sure, 866-730-9796. 866-730-9796. Dr. Stan, God bless the work you're doing.
God bless. And stay with us just a minute. We've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program here before I let you go.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
All right, let's let you go. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, that was Michael Perutka, and sitting here, I hope you enjoy our conversations with him. We like to have Michael on every month to know what's going on back there at the Institute. They're doing a great job. Well, of course, this is the time I need to let you know that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you are out there across America and you believe we have an important message, we'd love to hear from you. We hope many of you will give serious consideration, if you can, to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. For a gift of $20 a month or more, you get our 4 best tapes or CDs of the month and a monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us. And then right now we're trying to stamp out another 1,000 copies of our DVD, Brotherhood of Darkness. So if you'd like to get 20 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness plus a copy of our latest DVD entitled The Forbidden Secret, why Christian get it, all 20 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness plus The Forbidden Secret for $99.95 plus shipping, and just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. The girls know about it now. Somebody called yesterday, and I haven't told them about it, but we need maybe 10, 12 people to make the pledge, and then we'll just go ahead and stamp out another 1,000 copies. These are going out all across America. Now, if you haven't seen it, you go to our website and simply go on to the onto the online videos. We got a great website there that was put up by Rob Friedrichs, and we've got maybe 10 or 12 of our best videos we produced. You can see them on the internet for nothing, but it's nice to have it really on a DVD that you can lend it to people. You can see it on the big screen, and you don't have to just sit there in front of the computer. So if you'd like to get the 20 copies plus the Forbidden Secret plus helping us, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and we'll really appreciate your help. Then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the great new DVD or VHS we have. It's a talk given by Dr. David Ayo. It's called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Control Agenda. And along with the DVD, you get the CD-ROM with thousands of pages of research. There's no question. The government knows that they're poisoning and destroying the minds of our children and our elderly. The government knows that they're destroying the fertility of the little children and future generations. But you see, if you believe, as they do, that there are too many people in the world and they shouldn't be able to reproduce, then of course you'd want to poison them, wouldn't you? And as far as the elderly is concerned, the mercury and the influenza shot, which really doesn't do any good, but it contributes to autism. And, of course, these people die early. And, of course, that's why they are doing this. There's a 1,000% increase in the incidence of autism if you take your regular flu shots over a period of 5 years, between 60 and 65, take 3 or 4 of them. If you doubt that, we'd be glad to send you a summary of the page of Dr. Fudenberg's webpage where he just tells you exactly what I've done. But this is well known. But why do you think we have such an epidemic of autism? Why do you think we have such an epidemic of cancer? It used to be 3 cases in 100, you know, back at the beginning of the 20th century. Now it's 50% of the people will get it. And within the last week or so, why, they've come up with a study that shows you can decrease the incidence of cancer in women between 50 and 70% by giving them vitamin D and calcium. Between 50 and 70%, you know. Did you read about this in your local newspaper? Well, probably you didn't. They don't want you to know. There are too many people in the world. You need to get my talk on plant population reduction or Nundare Collagen Genocide, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Are pretty involved in a spiritual...
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News from the Information Radio Network. I'm John Russell. Secretary Rice to the Russians on missile defense. Thanks for the suggestion. We'll get back to you. Correspondent Warren Levinson brings us more on the story.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says Russia's suggestion of an alternative site for U.S. missile defense is a positive development, but she hints the idea of putting the facilities in Azerbaijan instead of Poland and the Czech Republic isn't likely to get very far.
One doesn't choose sites for missile defense just out of the blue.
It's a matter of geography and geometry, Rice said in an Associated Press interview, not politics. She added that negotiations will continue with the Poles and the Czechs.